Does it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
Get a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race cars today, pal.
Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Straight Talk Wireless 400 from Homestead Miami Speedway. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Progressive Insurance. Progressive protects your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, and RV and could save you money. Visit Progressive.com. By Beefaroo. Famously delicious burgers, fries, and shakes. Rev up your appetite. Fuel up with Beefaroo. By eBay. eBay. Things people love. By Powerball. The official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Wendy's Breakfast. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Pit road is being cleared as we speak. Miami Dolphin Bradley Chubb is getting in position to deliver the command. That's coming up in just a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network, Car Care Center, Durand.
The NASCAR Cup Series is racing at the Homestead Miami Speedway today. Motor Racing Network is here with live flag-to-flag coverage of the Straight Talk Wireless 400. Mike Bagley here alongside Alex Hayton and Todd Gordon. Steve Post and Chris Wilner have us covered in the pits and the garage. Soon, you'll be hearing from Dave Mooney and Tim Catalfemo, who will cover the action in the corners. So far this year, since we started racing for points at the Daytona 500, all of the winners' last names begin with B. William Byron scored the win in the Great American Race. Christopher Bell rattled off three in a row at Atlanta, Coda, and Phoenix. Last weekend, Josh Berry took the checkered flag at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Will that trend continue today, or perhaps maybe someone else will find their way into victory lane? However, the race will start with a driver with the last name of B. Bowman. Alex Bowman will lead us to the green flag here in moments. Alex, we're watching pit road get cleared. Everybody getting poised and in position for a Homestead race that's always exciting. It seems short, but can be long based on how a driver's car is or is not handling.
You're exactly right about that. And when it seems short, that's because the way these teams break down this race to come to pit lane. It seems like every 25, maybe 30 laps, there's somebody coming to pit road. So that makes the race go by a little quicker mentally. But as if a driver doesn't have a good handling race car, even though the tires are worn out, it can make for a very long 400 miles.
It's a day of driver agility and finesse on the racetrack. It will put the crew chief through mental calisthenics. It's all fun to watch it all come together, and at the end of the day, find out who goes into victory lane here at Homestead. Trackside we go now for the command to fire engines.
Homestead Miami Speedway. Give a big NASCAR welcome to Bradley Chubb. He's a two-time NFL Pro Bowler and an outside linebacker for your Miami Dolphins. And he's ready to say the most famous words in motorsports. Take it away, Bradley.
Miami, are y'all ready? I said, Miami, are y'all ready? Drivers, start your engines.
Thirty-seven. 7 NASCAR Cup Series machines come to life on the pit lane. We're getting closer to putting race cars on the track to get the Straight Talk Wireless 400 underway.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Imagine a scrapbook filled with all your favorite memories of 75 years at Darlington Raceway. Now imagine that scrapbook going 190 miles per hour.
Have you ever? No, I've never!
You don't have to imagine. You need to get to Darlington. Where the drivers of today tackle the track too tough to tame, just like they did your first time. NASCAR Throwback Weekend at Darlington Raceway, April 5th and 6th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com. Discover South Carolina.
From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Field yet to roll off of the pit lane, and we'll get them going. As I say that, the blue and white Chevrolet Corvette pace car now pulls out of position. Alex Bowman, the pole sitter, begins to roll. Josh Berry begins to roll, and today's race on MRN is presented by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR and the carrier that offers real unlimited data. Fans of Fast get access to the network America relies on with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR.
Watching the field roll off a pit lane here on the main straightaway, Alex, basically every color of a painter's palette is represented in the paint schemes of these race cars. Some stick out more than others. Some have a very colorful glow about them, but there's just something special when you watch a field of NASCAR Cup Series cars just leave their state of repose at one end of pit road and begin to ease off of the pit lane, giving the fans a great opportunity to see their favorite driver before the green flag flies for 400 miles of racing this afternoon.
It is beautiful to see NASCAR Cup Series cars and these paint schemes glistening in the Florida sunshine as they make their way out onto turn number one. Let's take a swing around the racetrack, bring in two voices ready to call the action when the green flag flies. Starting first over in turns one and two from Barry, Vermont, it's Dave Moody.
Thank you, Alex Hayden. Good afternoon once again, everybody, from my position high above the exit of turn two here at Homestead Miami Speedway. Let's give you the tale of the tape. This end of the racetrack is variable degree banking, 18 degrees on the bottom, 20 at the top, which equalizes the competition. All of the lanes here, and there may be as many as five of them utilized before this is all over, all have their advantages and their disadvantages as the field makes its way by. This track is beginning to age, and it's doing so gracefully. It bakes in this South Florida sun for 360-plus days a year. It's brought all the aggregate in this asphalt right to the surface. It's like driving on razor blades. It eats up the tires. The difference between new tires and old here at Homestead, probably as big as any track on the circuit, and that includes the legendary DeVos. devourer of tires, Darlington Raceway. It all makes for a great race here this afternoon. We'll cover all the action from high above turn number two. Now let's go to the other end of the back straightaway. Tim Catalfamo from Marlboro, New Jersey.
Thank you, Dave, and good afternoon, everyone, here in turns three and four this afternoon. Like Dave talked about, a lot of characteristics to this mile-and-a-half racetrack. One of them is the arcs that the drivers take going into the corners. In particular, yesterday in the Xfinity Series race, we saw a lot of drivers vary up their lines, in particular those that were running right against the light blue safer barrier here in turns three and four. Some drivers, when they came down that backstretch, were almost glued to the wall and almost didn't even turn the car as they went through the corners. Others entered low and then slid up the racetrack towards the wall. That will change throughout the course of the afternoon, especially with that high tire wear that Dave was talking about. A little bit more windy than it was yesterday. Also a little bit more cloud cover, which will give the drivers a little bit more comfort, but it's still going to be a tough 400 miles this afternoon. I'll cover it in turn three next to the Baptist Health billboard.
The breeze blowing out of the east across the infield here at Olmsted from turns three and four over to turns one and two, blowing off the Atlantic in that direction. And again, that thin layer of cloud cover has settled in to give some fans the relief of the direct sunlight that Mother Nature tends to produce down here in this neck of the woods. As the field continues on their pace and parade laps, let's take a final lap of our own down pit road, see what late breaking stories or developments could be presenting themselves first. We check in with Steve Post.
Mike, it's been an interesting start to the season for Joey Logano. The bad news is his best finish is 12th. Zero top 10 finishes for Joey Logano. The good news is they've led the most laps, they've scored the most stage points, and they're eighth in the point standings. Another piece of good news is he's won here, back with our crew chief analyst, Todd Gordon, back in 2018. When we look at today's race, he qualified in the 12th spot. Not necessarily good on the short runs, but they felt like they were pretty respectable on the long runs, and I know Joey and Paul Wolf are going to work on this car throughout the running of this 400 miles. That's the story from this end of pit road to the opening of pit road, Chris Wilner.
Well, Steve, just like you were talking about, a driver's not off to a hot start. That driver I'm covering on this end of pit road is AJ Allmendinger. Just scored his first top 10 finish last week at Vegas. Two top 15s in all five races this season. But he comes to Homestead and we talk about the Larsons and the Reddicks and the Blaneys here. But AJ Allmendinger's stat line is right up there with him. An average finish of 5.3 ties Christopher Bell for the best here at Homestead in the next gen car. And I said, well, how do you find speed if you're not the familiar name running the top? He said, this next gen car has opened my eyes to finding speed in other places. I've worked hard on my craft running the bottom, even running the middle. I'm not comfortable being up there on the top. Now, again, three straight top tens here at Homestead. It's been all over the board for him in terms of which line he likes to run. But this weekend, expect AJ to continue that speed, that trek that he's had here at Homestead by running a different lane than maybe what's popular here at Homestead Miami Speedway.
The cars make their trip down the pit lane to set the tachometers to make sure they have pit road speed ready to go when they do make those pit stops. Now, here's a look at the Beefaroo stage preview presented by Beefaroo. Todd?
As you look at this, this is stage one is 80 laps here. When you look at that, that's beyond the fuel window. That's beyond the window that the drivers are going to want to be out there on tires. Look for this to be split in half. That would put you at lap 40. But crew chiefs get aggressive. I'd really look for that pit stop to start, that cycle to start in the low 30s, and guys being aggressive on that, working their way forward.
Race fans, Beefaroo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beefaroo app and enter for a shot at winning a VIP race experience, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beefaroo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beefaroo.
And it's time to race here at Homestead Miami Speedway. The field is working through turns three and four right now. When they come back to the start-finish line, they will get the one-to-go signal, and we will be off and running for 267 laps this afternoon, 400 miles in total as we get set to go with Alex Bowman on the front row, Josh Berry alongside the field lining up two by two by two. The field had been split into two packs. Now the second safety car is pulled to the inside of the racetrack, and now the field will become one to accept the one-to-go signal as we get set to go here in Homestead.
Yeah, we're ready to go here as Joey Acock on top of the flag stand looks him over close. There is a huge crowd on hand here at the Homestead Miami Speedway. A bunch of fans lining the fence down here, got their cell phones in the air, their cameras, trying to get a good shot of these race cars before they come whipping by here at 180-plus miles per hour next time by. So Todd Gordon, as we get set to go here, What types of things do you tell your driver? Or is this the final chance that you just let your driver have this time to himself?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're just a confidence builder for the whole race team. It's not as much the driver as it is the pit crew guys, the guys behind the wall. Just settle them into the race rhythm and where it's going to be. Feel like there's a good opportunity next time that we see everybody down in pit road. It's going to be a green flag. Just make that calm. Have a good day. Got opportunities with several lanes to work our way forward. If we're not in the front already, going to hang on that track position. We're up front.
So yesterday in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, we had a couple of early caution flags, and we were asking, well, are they going to come now? Are they going to wait? Are they going to conserve tires? Now, obviously, they have lesser tires to work with in that series than we will here today, but is there a magic lap number that if a caution flag comes out, you would definitely bring that car to pit road?
Yeah, I think when you get to double digits, you're definitely coming, and that's at least early, because if you look at this race can play out with five sets. We've got eight laying, I believe it is, and so you've got a few extra sets, unlike yesterday where they only had one. They were going to save that precious set for a late one. If you get a run, you're 10 laps into it. I think you're coming down pit road. Maybe at two or three you don't, but I think when you get close to that double-digit number, you're going to come get new tires.
Of course, Steve Post and Chris Wilner will have their fingers on the crew chief's pulse as to when the perfect time is to bring their driver down for a pit stop and to get those four fresh Goodyear Eagles. Here comes the Chevrolet Corvette safety car out of turn number four, hangs the hard left turn and heads down to the pit lane. We are set to go racing at Homestead. And with the call, here is Goldsboro, North Carolina's Alex Hayden.
Field comes down to the line. Joey Aycock puts the green flag in the air. Inside lane, burst away, and that's Alex Bowman grabbing the lead to one.
He will lead the way into turn number one. He'll take Noah Gregson along with him into a side-by-side battle for second. That's Josh Berry. Tough side.
Josh Berry trying to work his way around Noah Gregson. That's the side-by-side fight for second happening behind the leader, Alex Bowman. Everybody at full speed now entering turn three for the first time. Bowman goes to the top side. Berry goes downstairs in second.
Here comes Ryan Blaney rolling on the outside of the racetrack. It's Blaney all the way up against the wall. Hammer down and pushing Josh Berry across the line. It's Berry and Gregson now stacked up as well.
Ryan Blaney letting it ride on the outside about two-thirds of the way up the banking. He's wheel to wheel with Noah Gregson. That's the battle for third place.
Those two cars remain side by side again fighting for third. Halfway down the back straightaway, the advantage goes to Ryan Blaney. Blaney will stick his Ford Mustang to the top side. Noah Gregson pounding away downstairs.
Gregson right on the bottom of the racetrack here up off turn number four, keeps pace with Ryan Blaney to his right elbow. This is the wheel-to-wheel battle for position number three.
Here they come into turn number one, a battle for the third spot, about to filter down perhaps the single file, but there's no quit in Noah Gregson. He's right back at him on the low lane.
Gregson committed to the bottom of the racetrack, but now he will have to tuck in line behind Ryan Blaney. So Blaney goes to third, Gregson back to fourth. Battle for fifth is on into turn three. William Byron, his Camaro, to the inside of Chase Briscoe.
William Byron for a moment had the advantage closer to the front. Ryan Blaney to the inside of Berry now for the number two position. But the car swings wide and he loses the momentum. A solid four car breakaway up front as they head to one.
Alex Bowman continues to show the way by two car lengths over Berry. Two more back to Blaney. Two more back to Noah Gregson.
That's how the top four run in fifth. You've got Chase Briscoe, who's been able to momentarily hold off the challenge from the machine of William Byron. Behind those two, Austin Cindric, Bubba Wallace, and Chris Buescher.
Good race everywhere you look here at the Homestead Miami Speedway. We'll focus our attention on the battle for the number two spot. Ryan Blaney is on the march again. He'll look to the inside of Josh Berry in turn one.
Blaney's been in attack mode since the drop of the green flag this afternoon. Hasn't had many opportunities, but he's working hard to try and generate a shot at Josh Berry.
And Blaney is starting to run down the two in front of him, Dave. He has caught the back bumper of Josh Berry. In fact, those three cars single file for a moment. Now here's Blaney out of line, diving it down to the inside.
While Berry takes it all the way to the top of the racetrack in this ongoing battle for the number two position. Here they come to the line. Lap five on the board. Alex Bowman has led them all, but now Blaney finally gets by Berry for second.
Took him five laps of trying, but he finally has a hand on the runner-up position. But Josh Berry's not going to let him go without got another fight. He looks to the inside. Nothing there. Off two.
Barry trying to regroup now. Back in the third spot as Ryan Blaney starts to challenge the leader, Alex Bowman. Blaney pokes a headlight to the inside of Bowman in turn three. Blaney drives it deep into the corner. Bowman up against the fence.
Ever a great race here for the top spot as they come down to the line to complete lap number six. Outside lane is Alex Bowman. The pole sitter's led all laps. He'll lead this one as well, but only by half a car.
No time wasted going to work in that battle for the lead. Bowman, a groove up off the bottom. That groove now will be filled by Ryan Blaney. Blaney to the inside wants the lead.
Chevy Ford battle for the top spot here at Homestead Miami Speedway. For the moment, Bowman has got it by half a car length over Ryan Blaney. And here comes Josh Berry back into the battle. A three-car fight for the top spot up against the wall in turns three and four.
Ryan Blaney flexing some muscle in the early going here at Homestead. Blaney's not on the bottom this time. He's about a lane and a half off the wall, but he is right in the baffles of the race leader, Alex Bowman. So it's Bowman, Blaney, and Berry, attorneys at law for the lead in one.
Bowman has had the lead from the drop of the green, but he's not had a spare moment to breathe. Ryan Blaney still right there on his back bumper.
As those three, of Bowman, Blaney, and Berry remain in a line, the battle for fourth and fifth starting to heat up a little bit. That's where you find Noah Gregson, Chase Briscoe, and now William Byron.
Still side by side for the race lead. Ryan Blaney to the inside of Alex Bowman. Nobody with a distinct advantage. They fly by the start-finish line again. Blaney's got his best run yet.
Ryan Blaney like a pit bull on a porterhouse steak in that battle for the lead. And this time it's going to pay off. He goes to the inside, slides up across the nose. New leader, Ryan Blaney.
Blaney now leads by two car lengths over Alex Bowman. Josh Berry starting to close in on Bowman for second. Alex Bowman isn't done just yet. He falls right in line behind Ryan Blaney, hugging the outside wall.
It is a three-car breakaway for the lead, a solid side-by-side battle for fourth. Here's Chase Briscoe. He'll wedge his Toyota underneath that beeperoo Ford for Noah Gregson, while it's Berry and Bowman side-by-side for second.
Here comes Josh Berry. He'll fill the hole to the inside on Alex Bowman. Drifts up the banking. Takes Bowman higher. Josh Berry takes over the two spot.
Berry slides right in front of Alex Bowman off turn number two and takes the runner-up position. Further back, battle for fourth is double wide into turn three. Chase Briscoe to the left elbow of Noah Gregson through three.
Can't quite get alongside him. Gets a nose to the left rear quarter panel, does Briscoe. Car slips just a bit up off of turn number four. They're going to stay wheel to wheel for that spot. Briscoe to the inside of Gregson.
Chase Briscoe digging hard on the inside line. He'll go all the way to the white line. Here comes the slide job. He'll drift up across the nose of Gregson. Noah tries to cross him over, but he can't get it done.
A little bit further behind these two as Briscoe goes to fourth over Noah Gregson is William Byron. Byron has now pulled away from the Austin Cindric machine. Cindric now starting to feel the heat from Bubba Wallace behind him.
So the way they stack up here at lap 11, Ryan Blaney is the leader. Josh Berry is second. Alex Bowman is third. Noah Gregson is fourth. And Chase Briscoe is running in fifth. Then you get back to William Byron in sixth. Austin Cindric in seventh. Bubba Wallace in eighth. A.J. Allmendinger ninth. And Chris Buescher is tenth. They're in turn two.
Here they come off turn two to the back straightaway. It's still Ryan Blaney by about five car lengths.
Blaney by five car lengths over Josh Berry. Then it's another three back to pick up Alex Bowman. Those top three cars running almost identical lines on this end of the raceway, right up against the safer barrier.
Back on NASCAR Live Race Day, Mike Bagley mentioned that all the Cup Series points winners this year, last name started with the letter B. As we run, the front four begin with the letter B. The top six have five of them, including William Byron in sixth, whose last name start with the letter B.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Racing.
36th Annual Southern 500, they come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Fallon Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
Imagine a scrapbook filled with all your favorite memories of 75 years at Darlington Raceway. Now imagine that scrapbook going 190 miles per hour.
Have you ever? No, I've never!
You don't have to imagine. You need to get to Darlington, where the drivers of today tackle the track too tough to tame, just like they did your first time. NASCAR Throwback Weekend at Darlington Raceway, April 5th and 6th. Get your tickets now at darlingtonraceway.com. Discover South Carolina.
only thing that's changed at the front of the field is the gap between first and second. It has swollen. Ryan Blaney's now leading by one full second over second place Josh Berry. Alex Bowman is third. Chase Briscoe is fourth. And Noah Gregson rounds out the top five. 253 laps to go in the Straight Talk Wireless 400. From Homestead, Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We welcome you back to the Homestead Miami Speedway, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Progressive protects your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, and RV, and could save you money. Visit progressive.com. Ryan Blaney has now moved his advantage to 2.4 seconds now over second place Alex Bowman. While some drivers are climbing the leaderboard, others are going the wrong way, including Denny Hamlin, who's now lost four positions. Chris Wilner, is there a reason behind any of this?
Well, Alex Hamlin came over the radio about two laps ago and said, I'm building a slight vibration. Crew chief Chris Gale just said, monitor it. We'll probably try to check in the next couple of laps. So far, it's just been spotter chatter on lap times. But for Hamlin, a three-time winner here, he finished third here last year. They were good on the long run yesterday in practice. Obviously, still early in the run here, but a possible vibration on Denny Hamlin's Toyota.
I mentioned some drivers going the wrong way on the leaderboard. Todd Gordon, there are some that are going the right direction on the leaderboard.
Yeah, I thought Tyler Reddick made a really good advantage of this first 15-lap run. Up five positions at this point, just rolling forward. He's up there rolling the top, up against the wall. I think he's had just a brush of contact with it, but seems to be rolling pretty well up there.
Dave Moody, that is not uncommon here at the Homestead Miami Speedway to have a driver or two or 20 touch the fence.
No, indeed it's not. After a full day of racing here yesterday with Cup Series practice and qualifying, Xfinity Series practice and qualifying, and the Xfinity race, the hardest working person in the place was the guy that had to repaint the safer barriers. There were a few gallons of seafoam green thrown around in the overnight hours. They had them looking all pristine at the start of the day today. We've already had a couple of drivers, including Tyler Reddick, take a little bit of a nip of the fence up in turn one.
And these walls will get a workout here this weekend. Here today, they've already gotten a weekend's workout on Friday and Saturday. And by the time we get done today, I'm sure that there'll be those black scrape marks down this seafoam green safer barrier. Right now on the racetrack, 20 laps are in the books, and it's still Ryan Blaney who has scampered out to the lead now. He's led now what will be 13 laps over a great battle for the number two position.
As they make their way off turn number four, that battle for second, you've got Bowman there, Josh Berry, Chase Briscoe side by side. This is for the number three spot we'll focus on. Briscoe to the inside of Josh Berry to turn one.
He put the crosshairs on Josh Berry's back bumper about two or three laps ago. He may finally get it done this time. Drifts up on the bottom, from the bottom of turn two. He'll take over the third spot.
Briscoe had been working on Berry for several laps, and as Dave mentioned, now completes the pass on Berry for the third spot. Chase Briscoe in his Toyota goes back to the wall in turn number three, now pulling away from Josh Berry.
One driver on the move that we've been keeping tabs on in the early going is Ty Gibbs. He right now is working the outside lane of turns three and four, and he's following Kyle Larson through. Interesting to note, while Larson is pinned on the fence, Ty Gibbs is trying to dip about a half a car width to the bottom of Larson, just trying to get some clean air on that nose as they go to one.
A number of different approaches. As a matter of fact, Gibbs' approach is different at this end of the racetrack. Here in one and two, he enters right up next to the fence and stays there.
trying to follow in the footsteps of Kyle Larson is Ty Gibbs. They both approach turn number three, and they're almost identical. Literally just a few inches off of the wall all the way through the corner.
Just watching Chase Elliott pick up another spot here over Tyler Reddick. Now, Todd, Chase Elliott was one of a handful of drivers in practice yesterday that got better the more laps they put on their tires.
Yeah, I talked to his crew chief, Alan Gustafson, this morning. Just didn't feel like he had confidence in the race car the first few laps on cold tires, and that's where you make that big lap time. So they never posted a big lap, but they really felt good about the balance of the race car through the longer run. He was one along with Ty Gibbs that I felt like in practice, when they got to 20 laps into the run, they really were competitive lap times.
Chase is up to the 15th position right now as he brings his Chevrolet out of turn number four. Behind him, here's Kyle Larson. He's going to take a peek to the inside of Tyler Reddick. Kyle Larson trying to get the job done, and he's trying to get around Tyler Reddick in order to do it.
Larson goes to the bottom of the racetrack. The top was open, but he elects to take the short way around. He'll punch a hole to the inside of Reddick, but he hasn't got the drag off turn two.
Kyle Larson's HendrickCars.com Chevrolet pulling right up behind Tyler Reddick on the approach to turn three. Reddick goes to the outside fence. So does Larson. So does Ty Gibbs directly behind Larson.
Tyler Reddick has begun to fade here in the last handful of laps after Dave Moody mentioned that he touched the outside wall with the right rear quarter of his race car. And that Michael Jordan Air Jordan machine, Dave, looks like he's got more company on the back doorstep.
Yeah, he's got all the company he needs right now in the person of Kyle Larson. And it's only another three or four car lengths back to Ty Gibbs.
And these three drivers are in some heavy traffic right now. Tyler Reddick, Kyle Larson, and Ty Gibbs are looking ahead at a good battle going on between Chase Elliott and Carson Hocevar. Those two drivers run side by side in front of them.
Here they come off the corner. They're going to put 27 laps on the board. Ryan Blaney in control. His lead now, 4 seconds as we continue under the green flag.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Looking down in the pit stalls, we're starting to see some teams put their helmets on. We are not too much longer away from having pit stops, perhaps, under the green flag. 28 laps complete. Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, Chase Briscoe, Josh Berry, and Noah Gregson are the top five. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Now through March 31st, get up to $120 back on a Firestone prepaid MasterCard. Get $60 when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Get an additional $60 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Firestone tire dealer is Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. See Bauer Built Tire or FirestoneRewards.com for details.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
We continue under the green flag at Homestead Miami Speedway. We expect green flag pit stops here in short order. Teams are getting prepared down on pit lane, and here we go. First driver to make the move to pit road will be at lap 31. It'll be William Byron. He comes off the racetrack. Austin Cindric comes off the track. Joey Logano as well will bring his Shell Pennzoil Ford Mustang off the pit lane to a halting 45 miles an hour. Let's cover the William Byron stop. He's first in.
Byron brings his Chevy into the attention of Rudy Frugo in the clear. Going to be four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel on that one. Here's Joey Logano, crew around to the right side of the Shell Pennzoil Ford. Right side tires looking good. Now around to the left side, up in the second pit box, it's Austin Cindric getting pit service as well, Chris Wilner.
Cole Custer is in for a routine four-tire change and fill it full of Sunoco Fuel. Michael McDowell already down and away for a four-tire change. Chase Briscoe is complaining of long brakes. He takes his Toyota to the attention of the Joe Gibbs Racing crew, and they're already on the right side working on a four-tire change. And here comes Tyler Reddick, who started to fade. They were losing the handling on the rear grip. They'll make an adjustment with a four-tire change and Sunoco Fuel. Steve Post.
Noah Gregson brings the Beefaroo Ford in. A little bit loose is what Noah said. It's going to be a chassis adjustment. Four-tire Sunoco Racing Fuel. Justin Haley is in. Christopher Bell is in. And more cars in front of you, Chris.
Lap 32 for Ryan Blaney. He said it was building tight and in clean air, so they're going to make an adjustment. He's already down and away, and just narrowly gets to the back of him was A.J. Allmendinger. He comes to a stop as well, lacking rear grip for A.J. Four-tire change once again in Sunoco Fuel. Steve Post.
Alex Bowman has the very first pit box. Car has been solid. Wish they had a little bit better long run speed. Going to be four-tire Sunoco Racing Fuel for Alex Bowman in the Ally Chevrolet. He is down and away. Here's Daniel Suarez in. Also, the Wood Brothers team is on pit road as they're waiting to service Josh Berry's car.
Kyle Busch was just in for a pit stop. Riley Herbst coming down the pit lane now. And as Steve Post mentioned, the Wood Brothers are ready to pit Josh Berry for his first trip to the pit lane. Josh will pit at lap 34 as the lead now is taken over by Zane Smith. Let's cover the Josh Berry stop.
A little bit loose on exit is what Josh Berry has reported to his crew chief, Miles Stanley. The right side work is done by this Wood Brothers crew. Now left side work is done, or being done. Sunoco Racing Fuel is plugged. Jumping the jack. Oh boy, that looked like a good spot. Good stop for Josh Berry.
Josh Berry pulls away as we have just a handful of drivers that are yet to make a stop. I think it's worth talking about, Todd Gordon, that they don't have to pit right now.
No, this isn't a fuel situation. This is a strategy piece. With the lap times, it's slowed down, you know, a second and a half or so on the racetrack. So if you come get fresh tires now, you take advantage of that while guys are out there on the old tires running slower lap times. You fire off from fresh tires, you get an advantage on them. When they come to pit road, you've gapped them and you hold the whole... You want to hold that track position when you get back in racing conditions.
Total of 14 cars have yet to pit. Zane Smith, the first of those, he leads right now. Kyle Larson is second on the leaderboard. Chase Elliott is third. Ty Gibbs fourth. Austin Dillon fifth. And again, about seven others that we await to come to pit road. Perhaps maybe a different strategy play in motion right now. Zane Smith leading some of the first laps of the season. His Front Row Motorsports car is out in front. Kyle Larson trying to stay with him. And we'll wait and see when those drivers will come to pit lane. Right now, we look out on the racetrack. The drivers that have yet to pit, they are running their lap times. But those, Alex, that have just come to pit road look like they've just left the launch pad at Cape Canaveral.
That makes you wonder, Todd Gordon, then why, if the lap times slow down a second and a half or so a lap, why would you stay out?
Because you want to take this, by coming early, you get that advantage, but you pay the penalty at the end of this, because if you come at 35, now you've got to run 45 laps on this set of tires, where a guy that stays out until he gets to 40, he's going to split it 40 and 40. So you get the benefit of the new tires earlier, but you have to run this set of tires longer if you short pit here and play defense harder.
Here comes Cody Ware onto the pit lane. Zane Smith tried to pit a moment ago, overshot pit entry, has to go around, and they will regroup and try again. We're just watching Ryan Blaney come blasting through these cars that have yet to come to pit road. He looks like he's got the nitrous bottle engaged. He passed three of them at one time, blew them all away, and when we cycle back through, he will be recycling back to the leader. He right now is eighth on the leaderboard as we continue to await the others that will come down the pit lane for service.
And Ryan Blaney with the pit stop under green conditions, the driver has a lot to do with this. How late he breaks to get it down to pit road speed at 45 miles an hour. How quickly he accelerates on the completely flat entrance or exit road, I should say, going back out on the racetrack as we look up. Some of those drivers that have yet to pit are in now, including Chase Elliott. Let's go ahead and follow the Chase Elliott stop.
Well, Alex, like we talked about in pre-race, he was really good on the long run. The call was to try to get closer to splitting the stage here on lap number 39. It's going to be a four-tire change. Sunoco Fuel, and he's already down and away. Steve Post?
Ty Gibbs brings his monster Toyota in. Pretty good on the long run is what they're looking at now. No visible adjustments on that automobile. Ty Gibbs, they dropped the jack. He's down and away.
Brad Keselowski is on the pit lane. J.J. Yaley is coming down the pit lane. Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Austin Dillon, Todd Gilliland still to pit. As we say that, here comes Denny Hamlin in for service. Let's cover the Hamlin stop.
Well, Mike, we mentioned about the vibration. No mention of that for Hamlin, though. He said tight to center, then snappy on exit. They're going to take a good swing out of here with an adjustment. Four tires at Sunoco Fuel for Hamlin with the progressive colors on his Toyota Camry.
Beautiful blue and white livery on that car as he's back at 45 miles an hour. Mike mentioned a moment ago that Zane Smith missed pit lane, had to slow down and go way back around the racetrack again to come in. Well, things have just gotten worse. He's been busted for a penalty on the pit lane. He'll have to do another pass-through penalty.
Let's cover the Kyle Larson pit stop at lap 41.
The call comes from Cliff Daniels. Four tires and go on the jack for Larson. He said, finally, when I got to clean air, it started to feel better. He was mired back in the stage. Now, with clean air, was able to make up front. Four tires and Julie's down and away, and so is Ty Dillon. He's down for routine change here on lap number 41.
Dillon and Larson and now Shane Van Gisbergen. That means everybody has made a pit stop here. The lead cycles back around to Ryan Blaney. His advantage is up to 7.6 seconds over second place, Alex Bowman.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack, steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Ryan Blaney now leads by 8.1 seconds over second place Alex Bowman. William Byron is third. Noah Gregson fourth, and Chase Briscoe rounds out the top five. 36 laps to go now in stage number one. From Homestead Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at the Homestead Miami Speedway, later on we will select the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Well, the early going contender for that award would be Ryan Blaney, who once he has gotten the lead, he is checking out. 8.3 seconds. Remember, last fall, Ryan Blaney was a threat to win this race. Gave it away on the last corner, a set of corners there on the last lap, and Tyler Reddick was able to get the win. But Ryan Blaney and Team Penske over the years have seemed to have gotten their arms around this racetrack. And right now, Ryan Blaney has this whole field in the palm of his hand with Alex Bowman, William Byron, Noah Gregson, Chase Briscoe, the top five. As we continue through here at lap 47, we've got 33 laps to go in stage one, and we have just cycled through our first round of green flag pit stops.
We stay here with 32 to go. Todd, what do you make of this? And Ryan Blaney, what this team's been able to do here in the opening 49 laps of this race, all under green flag conditions with a pit stop in there. Is this something that they can sustain over 400 miles?
We'll have to see where that goes, but I think they could. It's just execution on pit road. We're going to have opportunities. What happens? What teams do to keep up with us at the end of the stage? And what happens if there's a caution before that? We saw that yesterday. Thought the dominant car was the 17 of Kyle Larson. Didn't end up winning the race. So let's see where they end up chasing this racetrack through the adjustments we've got at the end of the stages.
And, of course, right now we're dealing with temperatures in the upper 70s, a cooler day than originally anticipated. But it doesn't matter, obviously, the temperature, the grip and all that. The grip is going to come, a very granular surface that these cars are racing on, and it just chews up tires. And that's where we tap into the skill sets of the drivers as they manage the chassis, they manage the tires before they can get back to the pit lane and get another set put on here in about another 40 laps or so.
We started the race, and most of the morning here at the racetrack, walking through the garage area under overcast skies. Right now, Dave Mooney, the overcast is gone.
Yeah, it's definitely hazy sunshine in some spots, but no doubt about it, sunshine. As we get a little later in the day and the sun begins to set, most of turn one and two will fall into shade, but that's a long ways away right now.
Long, long ways away as we are under the bright sunshine. It's giving way to shallow cloud cover, but right now the fans beneath us are sun-drenched here in Homestead Miami Speedway. Shorts and t-shirts and hats and whatnot. Everybody having a great time as we continue to watch Ryan Blaney pull away now and actually losing about a tenth or two in his lap time with 29 laps to go in this stage.
It has been an impressive drive. And Tim Cattelfamo, you're over on the backstretch, turns three and four. A lot of different lanes are being used over in your section of the racetrack.
They certainly have been. We've seen drivers go all the way down to the bottom against the white line. Other drivers have tried to straddle the inside and the outside lane by running the middle. And then you have those drivers in a category all of their own. They are literally hugging the outside wall. You are so close to it, and it's remarkable each time they come by. It almost looks like, from my vantage point on the entry to the corner, that they don't even turn the wheel. That's how close they are on corner entry to the wall, and they ride that momentum and that angle all the way through turns three and four.
That's something that Kyle Larson talked about in the very open of our show today, talking about the entry, and some drivers get crossed up at corner entry. There's some that literally will run the wall down the backstretch or the front stretch and just continue on the wall all the way through the corner, while some drivers take a different entry but slide up or drive up and nestle up against that wall. Driver preference, driver comfort, but most importantly, what keeps the most speed in the race car probably directs the entry limit of the driver and the car.
It is. It's driver preference. And one of those drivers that prefers to not be on the wall, believe it or not, is A.J. Allmendinger. He has found ways to make speed around Homestead Miami Speedway through the corners, mostly towards the bottom of the racetrack, sometimes up to the middle lane. It's showing yet again. Allmendinger has closed in now. He's into the number seven spot. And when you think about drivers in the Cup Series here at the Homestead Miami Speedway that have streak of finishing in the top 10 at this track, A.J. Allmendinger leads that margin. He's got three straight top 10 finishes here. I spent some time with his crew chief, Trent Owens, in the garage this morning, and he said A.J. tried to run the wall yesterday in practice, just isn't comfortable up there. He knows he's good at the bottom of the racetrack. He just wanted to have a different option. But I guess, Mike, when you're that good and you're up to the seventh spot right now, you better stick with it.
Why put that car in peril if you don't have to? Let's get an update on A.J. with Chris Wilson.
Well, to follow a little bit more on that, Alex and Mike, the fact that he's making speed on different parts of the racetrack is good, but Trent Owens just said you can even be more aggressive. That's probably something a race car driver loves to hear, but maybe often doesn't hear. Typically, we're telling drivers to maybe back off pace, save some tire, but Trent Owens said you're good right now. Just start to maybe pressure a little bit more, see what more you can get toward the end of the stage. So it's got to be music to A.J. Allmendinger's ears.
Good race on the track now for the number eight spot. Bubba Wallace has the position. He's got right on his back bumper. Austin Cindric is there. Josh Berry is there. Other cars beginning to close in, Mike, as they exit turn number four.
Good packet of race cars right here. Bubba leading that train. Josh Berry starting to turn the wick up on the back bumper of that Toyota, Dave.
Bubba Wallace has been one of those drivers that goes in on a low on entry, and then about two-thirds of the way through turn two just attacks that outside wall. For the moment, he'll keep Josh Berry in tow.
And not a very far behind Josh Berry is the machine of Austin Cindric. Those three drivers of Bubba Wallace, Josh Berry, and Austin Cindric have been swapping these positions around the last several times through.
And they're using every lane they can possibly use here at the Homestead Miami Speedway, although the majority of those cars trying to stay at the top of the racetrack. It's like baseball, Dave Moody. If you want a base hit, you got to hit them where they ain't.
That's exactly right. Just put the ball in play where nobody can pick it up and throw you out. And I like the attack of A.J. Allmendinger right now because he can run the bottom, he can run the middle. If he has to, he can go upstairs, but he's got a lot of available asphalt right now that not everybody else is able to use.
Right now, A.J. Allmendinger running in the seventh position, 17.4 seconds behind race leader Ryan Blaney with 22 laps to go in stage number one.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
No changes in the top five while we were away, except for Ryan Blaney's lead, about a tenth of a second better than it was. He's up to 7.9 seconds over Bowman, with Byron Gregson and Briscoe the rest of the top five. Joey Logano is sixth, A.J. Allmendinger is seventh, Josh Berry eighth, Bubba Wallace is ninth, and Tyler Reddick rounds out the top 10. From Homestead, Miami Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bauerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Caution-free so far here in the Straight Talk Wireless 400 at Homestead Miami Speedway. Lap 64 now on the board. The longest we've gone all day, obviously, under the green flag. There is a situation developing on the driver that's running in the fifth position. Chase Briscoe could have a problem. Chris Wilner, what is it?
Mike, he came over the radio early in the opening run before the first round of pit stops and said to his crew chief, James Small, I feel like the brakes are going long. They're really long, and right now they're trying to diagnose how to fix it. But James Small just queued up the radio and said, we've got what we got, Chase. Maybe try driving a little bit differently in the corner. They're letting him know what the other drivers up ahead, including Bowman and Blaney, are doing on entry, and maybe arcing in the corner a little bit. Todd Gordon, I don't know what happens when your driver loses the brake pedal as far as going long here. You don't use it a ton, but what what can they do as far as changing lines and how to maybe balance that fact that he doesn't have the brakes that he wants?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those situations. You just, how you approach the corner, you're not going to carry the throttle as deep into the corner. You're going to lift a little bit earlier, make that transition into the corner, just off throttle, not on the brake pedal, not creating the friction with the brake pads, and trying to keep that pedal a little bit better. Stay off the brake pedal. You can make speed by just rolling out of the throttle and saving the tires. It actually may work in its benefit as it goes along.
With 15 laps to go in the opening stage of the Straight Talk Wireless 400, here's how they're running, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. The tax season is free phone season with Straight Talk. Get real, unlimited data on a reliable 5G network. Straight Talk, available at Walmart or straighttalk.com.
Ryan Blaney's lead is now up to 8.8 seconds over Alex Bowman, who rides in the number two position. William Byron is third, Noah Gregson's fourth, and Chase Briscoe is fifth. Joey Logano is sixth, A.J. Allmendinger is seventh, Josh Berry has fallen to eighth, Bubba Wallace is ninth, and Kyle Larson is 10th.
Running 11th right now is Tyler Reddick. Austin Cindric is 12th, and Carson Hocevar rides 13th. 14th is Chris Buescher. 15th goes Christopher Bell. Justin Haley is 16th. 17th is Michael McDowell. Daniel Suarez is 18th. Chase Elliott is 19th, and 20th is Ross Chastain.
Denny Hamlin is 21st. Ty Gibbs is 22nd. Ryan Preece is 23rd. John Hunter Nemechek, 24th. And Austin Dillon is 25th. And Austin is the last car on the lead lap. One lap down at 26th is Eric Jones. Kyle Busch is 27th. Brad Keselowski's in 28th. Todd Gilliland's 29th. And Cole Custer's 30th.
Ty Dillon goes 31st. 32nd is Riley Herbst. 33rd is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 34th is Shane Van Gisbergen. 35th is Zane Smith. Cody Ware goes 36th. And J.J. Yaley still running all cars. Yaley 37th.
13 to go in stage one here at Homestead.
Let's get racing. She's rounding the corner straight for the Straight Talk aisle. Woo, pile up on aisle 9. She's picking out a new plan. Incredible win.
Get a free Samsung A16 or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with real unlimited data from Straight Talk. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC, and is used with permission.
Hi, I'm Daniel Suarez, NASCAR driver, and I'm very excited to announce that NASCAR Cup Series is coming to Mexico. For the first time in history, NASCAR Top Series will leave the United States and visit Mexico City. See you at the Autódromo Hermano Rodríguez from June 13 to June 15. Fast cars, sharp turns, and the magic of Mexico. Let's race. Get your tickets for the NASCAR Mexico City weekend on Ticketmaster.
Trouble on the main straightaway. Caution flag flies. Christopher Bell goes for a spin just past pit entry. He'll spin the car to the inside. Alex, it doesn't look like there's much damage on that Toyota Camry.
That black, red, and white Ream sponsored machine will refire and pull away from the incident site here up off of turn number 4 at the start of the front straightaway. Christopher Bell, not known for one that's just going to lose the race car, but this is a very difficult track as he's put up a big plume of smoke of tire smoke as it is drifting by our broadcast booth.
Everybody will be on pit road in a moment when it opens. We got 10 laps to go in this stage from Homestead Miami Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The new John Deere Gator SUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430
WRDN.
Speedway working the first caution flag on the Straight Talk Wireless 400. It comes out when Christopher Bell just lost control of his car coming out of turn number four. He's on pit road right now. The crew's going to give it a once over. However, it looks like that Toyota Camry, none the worse for wear, but it did create a caution, our first one of the day.
And pit road remains, it's going to open up. We're half a lap away from being able to have pit stops. So let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Motor Racing Network live at Homestead Miami Speedway, the NASCAR Cup Series racing, the Straight Talk Wireless 400. I'm Alex Hayden with Mike Bagley and Todd Gordon in the broadcast booth. Dave Moody, Tim Catalfamo out in the turns. Steve Post and Chris Wilner on the pit lane and are about to get busy because here come the race leaders off the racetrack. Ryan Blaney will be the first to hit his marks.
And he came over the radio to Jonathan Hassler and said, I'm tighter here. They're going to make an air pressure adjustment and routine four-tire change. The right front totally worn and it's going to skip out of the box as they work on the left side. Kyle Larson went longest on tires on the opening stint. They're making a slight air pressure adjustment. More tires, Sunoco fuel. Also in Chase Briscoe with the brake issues. They're going to free him up a little bit. Steve Post.
The first one in on that stint was William Byron. They're pretty happy with that car. Four tires, Sunoco racing fuel is the call from Rudy Fugel. Here's Noah Gregson in getting the attention of the crew. Going to be four tires, no adjustment. Alex Bowman says he's a little bit free in, a little free up, but a little free off of the corners. Four tires and fuel. Race up on pit road. Blaney gets the win. Bowman goes out in the second spot. Looks like William Byron is third. Noah Gregson is fourth. Chase Briscoe goes out in position number five. Pit stops here on lap number 72.
And that is how they exit the pit lane with eight laps to go in the stage.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is Kyle Larson.
I'm David Grau.
Hi, I'm Donnie Shaw.
This is Brian Brown.
This is Danny Dietrich.
Wing Nation is your go-to destination for all the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. This is Steve Post. Aaron Evernham, Ashley Strummy, and I will have all the latest news, insights, and conversations on Wing Nation's YouTube or Facebook pages, or listen and download and subscribe to Wing Nation on any podcast platform.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation.
Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.